Hello, everybody. My name is Jacob, and welcome to the Epileptic Gamer Podcast. I have been gone for a while, and, well, that's mainly because there's not been a whole lot of stuff to talk about. But that all changed a little bit ago, because Netflix have just officially dropped a trailer for one of the best animated shows, in my opinion, that will ever be released, Arcane. Arcane Season 2 is officially coming out in November of 2024. 1 year, 365 days. Mark your calendar, folks. Oh my God, it's happening. It took us ages to get us in from the in-production trailer to here. You can go on Twitter now and see the trailer for yourself. It's a 15-second long trailer. It's not long. However, there is one thing I want to call out. There is a split-second shot that if you go to it, there is a shadow with Jinx going across the bridge. It's not Jinx's shadow, it's Fi's. And that is Riot Games, 4T Studios, telling us everything we need to know. This is not going to be our typical Arcane Season 1 that we thought we had, where we had world building. Jinx is Jinx. Powder's gone. It is pure Jinx, and she is the villain. And by God, I was right all those months ago when I called it. We're going to have a sister fight, and I think it's going to be on that bridge. And it is going to be incredible. And hear me out, I think Jinx wins. And mainly because I think Vi isn't going to have the fun. The guts that hurt her sister. I almost swore her, and I'm trying not to do that. I think she won't have the guts to hurt her sister, because she is going to see the best in her, and that's what is going to get her, well, screwed over. And then you have Warwick coming in, who is going to be a huge problem for them, because that's Vander, which is going to throw a huge wrench into everybody's plans. We have so much stuff to dissect that I wish I had a way to put a video through this, but I don't do video podcasts. But go watch the trailer, please. I highly recommend it. It is incredible. The song styles, incredible. It sets the tone for what you can tell is going to be a very grim, very dark season. And I think we need to buckle up for the ride, because it's not going to be 9 episodes. I think it's going to be 12. And the reason why I think that is because at the very end, you have Jinx firing the rocket. So that's a big one. But in the trailer, you have her walking on the bridge. We never see Piltover where she's walking, though. So are we wondering, is she walking from Piltover? Like I think she is. Or is she walking to it? Because Riot Games does not put little details like that, like the Vi shadow, out of nothing. Everything is there in place for a reason. You can go on Arcane and find little Easter eggs. Even if it's a second long, you will find Easter eggs related to the League of Legends game. It's there. But there's a reason why Jinx is not walking towards Piltover. It's because she's walking to Zaun. I have a feeling she executed a second attack, and it is more destructive than the first, because it is much more close range. And she is going to go on a rampage. This is not about saving Powder anymore. This is about taking her down. And it is going to be hell for Vi. It's going to be hell for Caitlin. And they are going to have to go through a shitload of stuff with the council. Because whoever didn't have plot armor, like Mel has plot armor. I'm thinking Cassandra doesn't. Because let's call a spade. We need some tension between Vi and Caitlin here. So I'm thinking Cassandra or Kate's mom, whatever you want to call her, thinking she's dying. Nox is going to get involved, Mel's mom, and a lot of other people, Jason included, is probably going to survive. The council's going to get wiped out. It's going to become martial law, and I cannot wait, because this season, in my opinion, will probably be the most hyped up and worth it ever. And if I had to sum it up in one word, I would say incredible. You can give me a 10-second trailer like that and get me to record a podcast episode on the spot. I'm impressed. And I am coming off watching it, and I jumped straight to my computer to record this episode, and that is not a joke. It's a fact of life. And I cannot wait for this to happen. I've said it so much, but the adrenaline is coursing through me, so let's get to the predictions right now. The council gets wiped out. Mel, Jace, those are the only two that survive. Two and a half. I'm going to say Kate's mom is in a coma. We got to have a little bit of tension between Kate and Vi. Now, I think Jinx is injured. She had that rocket launcher on her shoulder for a very long time. I think her shoulder is going to be busted up. Or something's going to go on with her shoulder. And they may not reveal it in the first act, but I firmly believe that you see the blue launcher, blue hex tech, how it's getting ready to boost, and then once it goes off, that's a burn. And I think her shoulder is going to be either shot to hell, burned beyond all recognition, you can't get it back, or somehow she miraculously survives because of plot armor. And it's probably a third one, which sucks. But I wouldn't mind them showing that, say, hey, Jinx is mortal. She's not this immortal god that you can't touch. You have to show that she can be wounded. And having her be hurt by the rocket launcher blast would do that. And hell, if we're running off the trailer and she's walking away from Piltover and it's even raining fire behind her, which that's also in the trailer, I forgot to mention, you could have it so she's dragging her shoulder. Maybe she dislocated her shoulder. I don't know. It's going to be good, though. I think Jinx getting hurt, not fatally, but in a way that can hinder the way she does it and handles everything else, is going to be a critical point if they decide to do it. Prediction number three. There are going to be 12 episodes. And I am firmly stuck on this fact because 12, I feel, is such the perfect number. With everything that you gotta tell. You have Mel's mom in there who wants to go to war with Zahn. You have Jinx firing rocket who just started the war. And you have Ahsoka who's dead. The council doesn't know that. The council's also dead. And from the trailer, what they just showed, Piltover and a lot of other people are also dead. We got a significant body count. And just by that alone, let's not forget Vi versus Jinx. We all can't wait for that. Oh yeah, and Vander's coming back as Warwick. Echo and Heimerdinger are teaming up. You got so much stuff. So much story that you may not need 9 episodes. You may not need 12. You might have to bump it to 15. The amount of stuff that you got, it's going to be more. It's going to hit double digits. You can't tell it in 9 episodes. And if you do, I'd be shocked. Now, I got 3 more predictions, and my final 2 I'm proud of. This one I'm not. Prediction number 4. The Chem Barons take over everything. This one is my weakest. Soko, you could tell, was using the Barons as a backup plan. They're kind of a nuisance to him. He even says it. He says, and I quote him, just another headache to deal with. So if whatever his Nation of Zaun plan doesn't work out, he has his real backup plan waiting with the Barons, and he can just snap his fingers, and you got a war again. He has them on retainer. Well, what happens when they find out Soka's dead? I think they are going to go after his territory, and the Barons are going to either unify, they're going to go into a complete civil war, or it's going to be the world's hugest vacuum, and Zaun is going to become a war zone because Soka was not there to keep the peace. And on top of that, you have Zavika, who is usually the follower. She has no one to follow. What happens when the follower has no one to follow? She's got to find somebody to either follow, or she's got to become the leader herself. And that's going to be the biggest one out of all that, because she is last seen in Soko's office. So, I'm not proud of that one. That one is my weakest. But I am proud of these next two. Can't wait to see if they're right, because honestly, I think they are. Second to last, Warwick is the one to finish off Jinx. It's going to happen. It has to. There's a clip in the, whenever you go into the arcade and Jinx comes in second place, that's a sign. That goes to show that she is always second best to Vi. Nothing can make her feel better. She has to be better than Vi. And she didn't. She has a literal sign saying, no, you're second best. What happens when Vi comes back and Vander comes back and Vander decides not to attack Vi, but Warwick. And whenever Warwick, if he decides to transform back to Vander, I don't know if he can. I'm not based off of my League of Legends lore. What happens when they find out that's Vander? Jinx is going to go on a rampage. And that's why I firmly believe that she is set in this mindset of second best. And Warwick being in here with Vander is that perfect opportunity of saying, you know what, you're right. She is second best. Powder is second best. Powder, Jinx, whatever you want to call her, she's always going to be second best Vi, and no one can tell her otherwise, because that's just the way she thinks. And whenever she has her mind on something, like blowing up the council building or staying loyal to Soko, she stays the course. She blew up the bridge because she was told to. She stood the course. She went after the Hex Gate. What did she do? She stood the damn course. Soko was dead. She didn't have to finish off his plan. But guess what she did? She stood the course. No matter what, she is the ultimate definition of Zaun. That's what Soko is saying when we're going to show them. We're going to show them all. Jinx is going to show that you can't push us around. Zahn is united now, and you don't get to fuck with them anymore. That's the one F-bomb I'm going to use. Because that is, in my opinion, the biggest bombshell that they can hit. Literally and figuratively, I did not mean to use a pun there. And now, finally, for the best one, the final one of them all, I think Caitlyn is going to have to either fire a shot and shoot Jinx, which is going to get a fatal blow or a critical blow, and that's going to drive a huge, huge, huge wedge between her and Vi. Because we have to have some lovers drama, people. Come on. You got to. We already know they're hooking up. That's established. If you don't think it that way, that's fine, but it's going to happen. Now, what about the tension? You gotta have that sudden, well, wait, she just did this. Do I want to be with this person? Kind of moment. It's in every movie. It's in every TV show. Well, I got news for you. Caitlyn shooting Jinx? Got a feeling Vi wouldn't like that too much, now would you? Because I have a feeling I wouldn't like that either. And that's what's going to happen, in my opinion. I feel like Caitlyn shooting Jinx and putting her down, not permanently, but like knocking her down to make her seem like she's dead, but she gets up later on, is the perfect way of Vi making her seem like, do I trust this woman anymore? Does she go back to that oil and water scenario that they just don't mix? It was never meant to be. Because it is gonna be an amazing season. The tension is going to fly. And more importantly, I feel like if you look at all these predictions on paper, one of these is going to connect. I am not throwing the sister versus sister fight in there as a prediction because it's established. We all know it's going to happen. But the biggest thing is when, how, and how big of a fight are they going to make it? Because I think, in my opinion, you could have that be one act. You can still have 12 episodes with three acts. Three episode acts, but I got a feeling that that's going to be a good season. And if they wanted to, you could do it as follows. The first episode is a build-up. Caitlyn trying to talk Vi out of it, but nope. She's got to go after her. She's got to save her. She's caused too much pain. Next part. And I'm going on a rampage. Beginning of the fight. They start throwing punches. Shots go off. Everything. The whole shebang. And finally, the final episode is the climax. Where stuff gets destroyed. Injuries get severe, and you either introduce Warwick right there, or somebody is putting somebody down. And personally, I cannot wait, because season 2 is going to be probably the most grim season yet, and it is going to be a blast. And you bet your ass I am going to watch on day one. So, that is it, everybody. November of 2024. Arcane Season 2. Be there because Netflix is going to crash the second that comes out. It is going to be like Stranger Things Season 4. Netflix is going to crash. And I am going to binge watch every single episode. So I hope you all have a great holiday week for Thanksgiving. And I will see you in the next episode. If they release more Arcane news, you can come right to me. I'll obviously put more stuff out. But other than that, my name is Jacob. Bye-bye.